Om Shanti, and welcome to you both, and welcome to all the souls who are here this evening, and to all those online. And we have the great fortune of having Dr. Pratap with us this evening. And really what we can say is that he is a guardian of all the Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. He's like a family doctor, and he administers the utmost care. He has so numerous responsibilities. He joined the hospital in 1991, and that was Global Hospital, and since then he coordinates between the board and the administrative staff. He implements new projects, and he also manages three more units, medical units, which are in Abu Road. And so he's also the vice president of the medical wing of Raj Yoga Education and Research Foundation. And yet, at all times, he's available and to take care where he needs to take care. And not only that, he has a lot of authority, but also an amazing amount of calmness. Welcome to you, Dr. Pratap, and welcome to Supriya Ben, who is a Madhuban Nivasi and the current editor of the Brahma Kumaris headquarters daily e-news. She has been in Gyan since childhood, so revealing your age, 36 years. So we look forward to being interviewed, to hearing your interview. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Sister Shuna, for the lovely introduction. And once again, a very warm welcome to all of you for this insightful session on the theme, Health and Happiness. We are privileged to have with us Dr. Pratap to share his divine insights on this topic. And I'm sure each of us in this Brahmin life, or even in the world outside, needs peace and happiness. But because of Maya, the external situations, circumstances, each one of us is in one way or the other stressed and depressed. So how do we get back that missing happiness and maintain that stable health in our lives? So I would like to ask Dr. Pratap, can you share two habits that can help us to maintain good health and stay happy?
Om Shanti. I must say, you know, one thing which helps us to be healthy is happiness, when you said happiness. But the foremost of the other thing is, you know, what Baba has really given us is good sleep. You know, if we get good sleep, we stay healthy. And how do we get good sleep? Because we are carefree. Baba tells us we are carefree emperors. We have nothing on our mind. But if you go to the Laukic side, if I go to the medicine, then, you know, there's so many things. Like, we need to have good food, balanced food that Baba has saved us, plant-based food. Now the science is also telling us that plant-based food is good for health. And the second part is, you know, mobility. You know, how much we move around, how much exercise we do. That is very important, because now these days they feel that one thing which really is causing issues, like a sedentary lifestyle, when, you know, you are on a 9-to-5 office, sitting on the desk. And I don't know, I'm not sure, but I heard from one of the offices in America that they have, instead of the sitting desk, they have replaced that you can stand up and you can work. And, you know, these exercises, like, you know, the devices, One is Fitbit, which gives you it's kind of an alarm every hour that you need to walk 250 steps. So movement is also very important, as is food, as is sleep, as is, she said two habits. If you ask me two habits, I would say food and mobility, movement. If we are moving around, if we do regular exercise, and we have a good control over our tongue, I would say the taste buds, you know, whatever is good for health, sometimes is good, not good to taste. You know, particularly in Brahmin family, whatever is good to taste is not really very good for health. So we need to be careful. The food is, but Baba has saved us from so many problems. Like we don't go and eat outside. We don't eat non-vegetarian food, or we don't go and eat at the street. You know, in India, it's very popular. People, if you go to the cities, people are on the streets and eating from the street hawkers. No one likes to cook at home these days. But what we understand, the food which is cooked in Baba's yard and then, you know, is also accepted in Baba's loving yard, that makes all the difference. You know, these days even the science also starts talking something like known as mindfulness eating. Baba tells us that we should eat food in silence, in remembrance, in soul conscious stage. And that makes all the difference. If we have to stay healthy, I think we need to have a kind of a holistic balance. You know, we need to have good sleep, we need to have balanced diet, we need to move around, and we need to manage our stress well, which we as Brahmins have received gift. As I said, we are Befikar Badshahs. There are a lot of people who don't get good sleep. There are a lot of people who keep thinking, too much thinking. You know, it really puts you to bad health. But health as such is something, is a resource. If we are healthy, we can be good in service, we can be good in our dharanas, but health has to be good. And we need to really find some time. I was talking, just coming, before coming here, I was talking to a couple of sisters who were visiting me from Maharashtra. I said, one of the things we sisters need to learn all is to move around, walk around. Because when you are overweight, obese, it brings into so many issues. So we need to see that whatever we consume, whatever is our input, our output should be also like that. So we need to understand that whether in modern science or in Brahmin life, food and activity are two important pillars of our good health.
Great. So, take balanced diet and walk every day. So, how long do you suggest that one should walk?
Well, it all depends upon, if you are a regular walker, then I would say that you should walk at least 45 minutes in the morning and about 30 minutes in the evening. But suppose someone is not walking and he needs to start walking, I would say let him start maybe from 10 minutes. And 10 minutes, if he walks 10 minutes three times in a day. You know, the science tells us that it's not necessary that we should walk for an hour. We can even break up. We can walk for 15 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever time you get. You know, you can find time. Each time is, I know, time is one commodity which is hard to find. But basically, we need to understand that whatever time we walk, whatever little time you get to walk, that is also good. Rather being on your desk or not getting out of the center, or not getting out of your workplace, even if you get 10 minutes, if you get 15 minutes, it is good to walk whatever time you get. Yes, if you can't get 1 hour at a stretch, walk 10 minutes three times in a day. But walk briskly, because it is, you know, they say that you should be able to increase your heart rate to a level which they say 200 minus your age, and about 70 to 80% of that. Suppose my age is 72, and my 200 mile and 72 would be 128, I should be able to achieve 70 to 80% of that in my walking. So that heart rate, then it is beneficial to the heart. Most of the illnesses today, whether it is heart disease or diabetes or I would say obesity, they are because we don't walk. We don't really do some exercise. So if we do just one simple thing, that we make it a habit to walk, and it once you start walking, you'll start enjoying it. It becomes a kind of an addiction then. With me, it has become an addiction to walk.
It's a good addiction though. So along with the mobility and walk, you are talking about the food. And one of the things in Brahmin life, everyone loves food. And sometimes even our happiness is dependent on food. If I'm getting good food, then I'm happy. And if I don't get good food, I'm not that happy. So as much as we want to become the conqueror of our sense organs and the taste buds, but it's still there is some dependency on the food. And especially, everyone loves Toli and the Brahma Bhojan. So can you share your thoughts about it?
Well, I would say as Brahmins, we are disciplined. We know what is good for us. And we all know that what is not good for us. But because of the festivity, because of the hospitality, I would say wherever we go, wherever we travel, sometimes it becomes difficult to resist all that. And one of the brothers who used to say, I can resist everything but temptation. So it's good, you know, we need to do everything in moderation. Like, suppose if I am overweight, I need to understand that I need to avoid sugar, I need to avoid starch, and I need to avoid fats. We know everything. So only thing what I feel is, like Baba says, know thyself. We also need to know our requirements. What is my activity? There cannot be a standard formula. Some people who are physically more active, they would require more calories. There are people who are just sitting at the desk, they would require less calories. So we need to really tailor-made our food intake. But I would say that we need to exercise quite a bit of restraint on tolis. You know, whenever you get toli, you can always share it. It's not necessary that you need to take the whole piece. You share it. Or sometimes, you know, I remember during winter, Dadi Prakashmani, now even the practices, they used to give us laddus. They were big laddus. I would break one laddu, and maybe one laddu would last for at least 10 days. So we can enjoy it, but enjoy in a sense that whatever is, we need to be disciplined. We need to understand what is our daily need. We need to go by that. Food is something which is important in our life. Food nourishes us. Food gives us energy to walk around. We cannot escape food. These days, one word of caution I would say, there's so many kinds of diets. People start, some people are on liquid, some people want to take fruits only. But I think we need to exercise. We need everything. We need proteins, we need carbohydrates, we need fat. We need to really understand that what is good for us. Some people now they say that they would only take fruits and salads only. It may be good for a few days. If you are on a crash diet, you want to reduce weight. But it cannot last for long. We need to have a balanced approach. Moderate amount of whatever you need. Grains, you need cereals, you need fats, you need milk. We need to understand that for vegetarians, there are certain kind of limitations. For us, the only source of vitamin B12 is milk. So we need to take B12, otherwise we land into problem. So we need to keep a check on what we are doing and what impacts would it have. So if we know, suppose I become vegan, and then that means I need to take some supplements of vitamin B12. So we need to really know what we are doing. Like Baba says, that whatever you do, do with attention. do with full attention. Whatever I do, we should know what are the consequences of that. If I know, then I can manage it well.
So to pay attention to what we eat, what we drink, and they say that there is no nourishment like happiness. But there are some sanskars deep inside within each one of us that are blocking that happiness. Can you share about what is that nature or sanskar that is taking away our happiness?
Well, I would say, you know, there's a Chinese saying that if you want to be happy for a day, go to a barber, have a good head massage. And you want to be happy for a month, get married. And if you want to be happy for your lifetime, be honest. See, I tell you, we need to be honest with our own self. It is not that we don't have imperfections. Each one of us know that there are certain things which we need to overcome. There are certain sanskars which I sometimes battle with it. But we need to accept. And Baba's Murli, I said, every day the Murli gives us some simple yuktis how we can transform our sanskars. You know, one simple thing which we hear on the first day, that I am God's child. Now it becomes my responsibility that I need to be embodiment of God. I need to really show Him. So once, if I keep just one thing in mind, I think I can transform my sanskars very easily. Today Baba said, you know, that's what we are, godly student, we are God's children, we belong to His family. Then I don't think that anything should be difficult for us. Yes, you know, sometimes we do have difficulties. We lose our patience, or we sometimes want things to be done in time. But then probably the most important thing is, again, I need to be my own teacher. I need to plan my day. Like today I would say, you know, when Supriya Ben rang me up for this session, I wasn't even aware. I just forgot. It was shared with me that I'll be coming on 30th. I was busy with my work, but then hurriedly I had to come to my room, have a quick shower, and then come here. So, but if I get panicky, what would I achieve? So, I think everything is in our control. Now we are much more mature in Gyan. We know, understand. We need to plan our day. Baba tells us that if we plan our Amrit Vela, plan our study, plan our traffic control, you know, this is such a good thing. The good yuktis have been given to us. And these yuktis really make us very strong. Every hour now we have traffic control. Every hour we need to listen. There are so many apps on the mobile you can download and it reminds you. But most important thing is, as Baba says, that we require inner, like in the this Sunday's Murli, what Baba says that, you know, you need to churn knowledge. Because if we churn knowledge, if we have those imperishable jewels with us, then we can use them in time. Whenever suppose one yukti doesn't work, I can use the other yuktis. So there's so many yuktis are there to stay happy. Sanskar, like Baba sometimes say that you should listen to good music. You know, when we are feeling low or feeling irritated, we just switch on those music. The Murli songs are there. Sometimes Baba says, go and stand in front of Baba, Lakshmi Narayan's picture. And just today, it was Baba says that they are naturally beautiful. There's a natural beauty there. Natural smile is there. I once listening to Nivea Bhai, he was saying that when you are in meditation, you shouldn't look like, you know, you are very serious. You should force yourself to smile. So it's a question of this life is the foundation for our forthcoming lives. whatever we do here, whatever we accomplish here, whatever sanskars we create here, they're going to go with us. Like if we have to, you know, during the golden or silver age, there we would not be even aware. So now we are aware that this is the time to fill our apron with divine virtues and values so that you can become naturally virtuous and naturally full of those divine qualities in golden age and silver age. The nature has to be created now.
So with such nice yuktis, right? You can listen to the music, go and stand in front of the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan, just keep smiling. So a number of different yuktis for us stay happy. But many times we lose that happiness. And as Dr. Pratap was saying, even we have apps for the traffic control that can remind us once again to go back to that inner self. So how do we install happiness in our life? In this Brahmin life, we tend to go back to that Maya, or we tend to become peaceless many times. So how do we go back to that true state of happiness? How do we experience that true happiness?
काम क्रोध मत लोभ मोह वश आज सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज काम क्रोध मत लोभ मोह वश आज सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज
Shanti. You know, couple of things to handle our happiness. One thing which I am always fascinated, you all have met Dadi Janki, the way she used to recite thrice Om Shanti, and she used to say that One Om Shanti is, who am I? And the second Om Shanti, whom do I belong to? And the third Om Shanti was, what do I need to do? So I always, whenever I am alone or even during traffic control, I try to repeat this, that who am I? What are my virtues? What are my strengths? And then whom do I belong to? And what do I need to do now? If I am passing through a difficult time, maybe, you know, there's something which didn't go as per your plan. What do I need to do? How do I retrieve myself from that situation? So we need to take pause in our life. Whenever we are passing through a difficult situation, we just need to stop for a while. And then these three questions, they do help me always. And I you know, when Dadi used to recite thrice, sometimes I used to wonder, why do they say Om Shanti thrice? But now I do realize that Dadi had that essence of the whole knowledge with her. And that essence is really the strength. So I certainly feel empowered whenever I sit down and reflect and pause and see whatever is not going right at the time. Rather than losing my patience, this gives me space to just calm down. And then I understand that what is. Sanskars would always be there. Baba always tells us the challenges would come even till the end. We'll have problems till the end. But only thing is, we need to empower ourselves. We need to strengthen ourselves. We are very lucky, I would say. You know, we have been, I would say, when we sit in Amritvela meditation, we charge ourselves. But the only thing is that, you know, our connection should be good. The whole foundation is based on love. And love gives us strength, love gives us courage, love for Baba. And it really makes us strong. So if we have that, like when we see people, you know, who have been practicing meditation for long, but if they do not have that love, that kind of closeness with Baba, that closeness that should be there, and for that closeness comes to us when we belong to Him, when we have that sense of belonging to Him. And if we have sense of belonging to Baba, and we have that love for Him, I think that gives us courage to transform ourselves, the courage to change ourselves. And happiness is a byproduct. You know, it's not that we should think of happiness. Happiness would come automatically. You don't need to make effort for happiness. You need to really follow what Baba has given us, the treasures Baba has given us. We need to value those treasures, whether it is Murli points, or whether we listen from our seniors, their experience with in this life, that experience also gives strength. You know, whenever we share our experience, there are certain things which at that particular time were very difficult. But one quality which I feel is very good for happiness is contentment. Contentment is one thing we need to really, you know, when I was in the Laukik world, they used to say, discontentment is the progress to in life. You know, I had to speak in a contest, and the topic was Asantosh Pragati Ki Janani Hai. Means when you are discontented, then only you will progress. But here the contentment is the key to progress. We have to accept what is happening around. But Baba says, you know, there are three dots. We have to apply dot. We have to accept. You know, we know that in drama, whatever is happening is perfect and accurate. Even if I sometimes lose my temper, I lose my balance, I know I need to put a full stop. But if I carry on with the guilt for it, then probably I'll be putting my waste thoughts on that. So that the best part would be to learn from that particular episode, and maybe if we have hurt someone, say, sorry to him, that also gives you strength. It's very important. And anyone who has helped you, I think we need to be grateful to him also. These simple things can give us stability, and stability can give us happiness.
So, saying sorry, being grateful, saying thank you, and being stable. And where there is love, there is happiness. And we belong to Baba, and there is nothing else that we need. You know, we get everything from Baba, and we feel content, which is the key for happiness. There are four subjects that Baba has given us: knowledge, yoga, dharana, and service. So, how do we experience happiness by imbibing these jewels of knowledge, or by practicing on these four subjects? How does each of these subjects give us happiness?
Well, you know, I think we are all knowledgeable. Knowledge gives us enlightenment. We don't stumble in the darkness, you know. This is the beauty. Knowledge about our own self that we have, you know, it's not the first time we are attaining that status. Inheritance. Knowledge about the inheritance. Baba always talks about, you know, whenever you remember Baba, he says two things. Remember Baba and remember your inheritance. So if by knowledge, now we know, we have realized that we were the one who were Satopradhan, golden age at one time. And now today, with the passage of the time, interaction with the matter, we have become iron aged. So that knowledge is there, that we have attained this status. And then we have our role models before us, that this is possible in this life, that we can achieve that golden age status. So I think knowledge, one important thing is that we have done this many times, and we are the ones who are going to be deities. We are the ones who are Homanhar Devtas. We are the ones who have recognized the secret of happiness. And then we know meditation or yoga, it really reinforces. When we sit in silence, you know, like I used to hear from sisters, that how does yogi clear his karmic account? Yogi would clear his karmic account through meditation. That's why Baba says that yoga gives us disease-free body. How does it give? Because we are purifying all our elements. We are purifying the environment around us. I have seen that, you know, if we are in a meditative way of life, meditative state of mind, then it gives you some kind of protection around you. Even the unhappiness or the unpleasant things come to you, they would not touch you. If we are in that kind of awareness, Baba always tells us that meditation is not just sitting in meditation, but we need to practice meditation while traveling, while working, while walking, doing everything. So that meditative way of working, or meditative bent of mind, that is more important. So once that aura, you build your own aura, and then it protects you from unhappiness or unpleasant things or unexpected things. Because, you know, suddenly something happens and then you suddenly get perplexed. But if we are aware that these things are deemed to happen, these things do happen. And Baba, contentment is one thing, that you don't have expectations from anything. Contentment gives us patience. Contentment gives us tolerance. Contentment gives us stability. Because we are not shaky, because we are fulfilled within. If I have that sense of fulfillment within me, purpose, you know, that purpose is there, then, you know, you can tackle anything. So I feel, you know, if we are santushti, you know, first thing is we need to be contented with our own self, with our own effort. then we have to have contentment with the family, where we live, where we work. When we work together, you know, the Brahmins, you know, when we live together, we work together, we think together, we do everything together. It's a very important part that we need to accept each other's role. That is contentment. I sometimes wonder, you know, everyone has a assigned responsibility. And if I think I can do everything by myself, then I'll be fooling myself. I need to understand and respect each other's role. Like when I see in a hospital, it's such a complex place. At one end you have specialized experts, surgeons and doctors. The other end is the housekeeping staff or security staff. Everyone has a role. You know, if you don't keep the environment clean, if you don't manage your waste effectively, then what would happen? The hospital will not be a safe place to work. Everyone has a role. So we need to accept the role of everyone. Accept them as they are, as Baba has accepted us. You know, in the last few of it, Murli Baba was emphasizing that we should have good wishes for everyone. We should have pure feelings for everyone. You know, one sister from Australia wrote me, she's a doctor. She wrote me, recently sent me a mail that she heard that Dr. Satish Gupta has cured his short-sightedness. He was using glasses and now he can manage with meditation. So I was amazed. I didn't know that. I just called Dr. Satish Gupta. I said, Dr. Satish Gupta, what did you do to remove your glasses? And he shared a very pleasant thing. He said, I decided that I'll have good wishes for everyone. I would not look at fault of anyone. And my glasses went away. It may be a coincidence. So it's like, We need to really be focused. My focus is to become complete and perfect. All these minor hassles would come. No, we all are equipped to handle bigger things, but minor repetitive hassles, which sometimes create irritants, you call them irritants. Those irritants, day-to-day irritants, they need to be taken care. They can only be taken care if we have good wishes for everyone. If we know some people may be slow, some people may be good, some people may not be that good, but we have to be contented. We have to really look into, rather than finding difficulties or finding faults, we need to see how we can support this person. You know, like in a football team or in a cricket team, what does the coach do? Coach doesn't find faults. He tries to hold hand and be a good coach, be a good mentor. He tries to know what is good. You know, we recently lost a cricket match and people were saying that the one bowler who bowled no balls and he was able to concede 27 runs in an over. But then the same player was playing in the next match. He had been coached well and he was the instrument for win also. So we all need to be our own coach also. But one thing which I always realize, that if we are in difficulty, we should seek help. Sometimes we try to keep things to our own self. We need to pay attention to what is happening in our lives. We need to know what is the difficulty we are passing through, but we must seek help. What Baba says, that we ask for Shrimat at every step. We should go to our seniors, tell them what we are passing through, and then probably they would be able to guide us and our difficulties would go away.
Yes, sir. So definitely seeking help. Having acceptance brings contentment, and contentment brings happiness, and the enlightenment of knowledge brings happiness. So when we experience that happiness in yoga, There is also that superconscious joy that Baba says. So what is the difference between happiness and superconscious joy?
I think that's a feeling which everyone knows. You know, that feeling of what we call supersensuous joy is something which is difficult to explain. But this is a stage we accomplish it. You know, we might be able to feel that for maybe a few moments. But as we advance into our journey, we would be able to feel it constantly. It's like you have no reason to be happy. But even then you are happy. And this is, normally the happiness is, we would say that, okay, we met a nice person, then we had nice food. But supersensuous joy is beyond these things. It's not connected to any of senses when we are in meditation or when we have done good service. You know, when we have shared Baba's knowledge and we have been able to guide someone to a higher consciousness, then we feel so good. That is supersensuous joy. I think supersensuous joy lies in sharing. The more we share Baba's knowledge, the more we share our wisdom with them, whatever we have learned through our, I would say throughout our student life, that's very important, but I'm not sure that we can make any effort to increase our supersensuous joy. It would come naturally. I don't know, you might differ, but I feel this comes naturally. You don't make an effort, but your attention would be holistic. You are paying attention to all the minute things. And be connected, to the powerhouse.
When we stay connected to the powerhouse, we feel that supersensuous joy.
I know, maybe some people in the audience might have a different opinion.
Dr. Pratap, I have seen that you are very soft-spoken, very generous-hearted, a very good caretaker of the seniors, dadis and everyone. And as Baba's blessing today, being humble and instrument, and I see that you are embodiment of all such qualities, and you have seen how dadis went through their illness. Even each one of us go through our karmic accounts and in many different ways, and we might be having some diseases or some illness. So what tips do you suggest to stay happy when someone is sick or ill?
I'm sorry, I didn't get it. Can you just...
When someone is sick or going through some illness, how can they stay happy? Any tips for that?
Oh, in sickness. As I said, any sickness when it comes to us, we know that we have to clear our karmic account. I personally think in that way. I feel okay. It has come. It will go away. But I have to be stable in this, because I am getting rid of our negativity, a negative karmic account. But one thing for sure, that sickness does tell us that we need to be more alert, need to be more careful, we need to pay attention to certain things which we may have neglected, for maybe upset tummy or maybe a fever or catching an infection. We need to be strong. What increases our department of defense in sickness? That is again happiness. If we stay happy in sickness, probably we'll be able to overcome the illness. They have now studied positive emotions, what boost up our immunity. And one of the positive emotion is happiness. So all these things, if we are stable, if we are calm, if you are able to seek help and help others, and I would say what they call the hardiness of personality, that really boosts up our immune system. So we need to have patience. They say the patient is the most impatient. You may be having pain in I have seen, because when I used to work in the emergency room, people might be having pain for 6 hours, but when they reach hospital, they want immediately to be attended. They want immediately to be pain-free. So I think sickness does teach us many things. It doesn't come to us. We shouldn't think it is coming to us as a punishment, or it is coming to us as kind of a judgment. But sickness comes to us. Probably it gives us a signal that we need to change our lifestyle. We need to be more careful about our maybe food or maybe sleep, because sometimes lack of sleep can cause many sicknesses. And then stress. But Brahmins, as Brahmins, we don't have stress now. We are stress-free. Well, you know, one thing which Brahmins need to be careful is we want to do everything very fast. We want quick, everything to be done quick. We want to accomplish too much in too little time. But I think there we need to have patience. That can cause sometimes stress. We want to, as Baba tells us, that we need to do effort also with love, not with hardness, not with strenuous effort. Baba doesn't teach us hatha yoga. You know, Baba gives us a balanced approach. So we need to have balanced approach to our own journey also. So once we do understand that sickness comes to us because something has not been looked after so well. There are certain sicknesses which can be because of the certain inherited thing, genetics, but they can also be modified. They call them epigenetics. If you are meditator, if you are happy, if you are honest, if you are helping others, all these can help you to change your genes also. So everything is, is possible if we are strong. And sickness should be taken as sickness only, not as punishment, not as a test, not as anything. It should be taken. We should go to the expert, get proper medicine. If it requires rest, then we should take rest. And then everything would go away.
So we need more patience. Patients need more patience. So Tiri Baba was telling that he is the ocean of happiness and he is the one who grants happiness to everyone. And we have to become like him and give happiness to all. So can you share how can we give happiness to everyone? Is it possible to make everyone happy?
It is possible, but the only thing is, once I asked Mohini Behan a question, because in a hospital we have to suddenly, there's an emergency and we have to be available. And if there's a picnic going on or a program going on and you tell someone, no, you need to be on duty, and he may not give you a happy feeling. But then Mohini Behan said, only thing is we need to be sure what is needed at that particular hour. You tell them, you advise them. Don't worry about the reaction. So it's like we have to be happy ourselves, share our happiness, the more we share happiness. And the other thing which I feel is being of caring nature. We need to care about. When people are in difficulty, suppose people are in difficulty, they are in some kind of physical pain or anything, if you care about them, if you look after them, then probably your task would become much easy. And if they know that whatever you're telling is in the larger interest, they'll not feel unhappy about it. Even like Baba, when Baba has to give us some kind of teaching, he first really brings us to that dignity or soman. He praises us. He tells us that you are the ones who are very special. And then he gives us teaching. That is what transforms. So, happiness, we have to be caring about others, but when it comes to task or when it comes to responsibility, then you have to be, say something, even advise people something, which they may not feel happy about that time. But later on they would feel that it was important for this to be done.
So, Baba says to always remain happy, not just sometimes. Sada khush raho, you always remain happy. So how to remain happy always, all the time, no matter what?
Well, Baba, he's the bestower of happiness. Keep his company constantly and then we'll be happy constantly. Awareness, I would say basically it is awareness. We cannot sit. But if we make him as, like Baba, even in the last murli said that one is making him a companion, the other is becoming combined with him. Companion can be left behind sometimes, but if you are combined, then probably, you'll be combined. So we are combined with Baba. He is the bestower of happiness. And if we keep his company and become combined with him, nothing would deter. In any way, if we look at the whole journey, depends upon how we conduct ourselves. As I said, acceptance, being honest, even if we fail sometimes, being honest, being truthful, that would give us constant happiness. We have to be truthful about, like Baba tells us, that whatever has happened in this life, write down. And be honest. Baba even praises, most of the time, say double foreigners. One quality about them is being honest. If we are honest, I think, and truthful, that would help us to become constantly happy. And rest is our effort, how much we make effort with ourselves. I feel, like Baba tells us, to write a chart. Now even the science is telling us, people who write their daily journal, they are more stable, they are more happy, they are more protected from illnesses. We need to share whatever unpleasant has happened. If you cannot share with anyone, just write down in your journal. Write down your chart. So that you, whenever you write down something, you feel light. Many times we write a letter, we may not even give it or put it in the box, but we feel very light. So writing letter, I think the foundation of our constant happiness is being with Baba and being honest with him, being truthful with him. That would be the real strength, and it would give us constant happiness.
So staying combined with Baba, making him our companion, is the foundation for happiness. And Baba says, when those who have an honest heart, those who are honest, they always dance in happiness. So may everyone keep dancing in happiness, keep singing the songs of happiness. Va Baba va, va drama va, va family va, va my fortune va. So let's keep singing the songs of happiness and dance in happiness and remain constantly happy. Thank you so much, Dr. Pratap, for such insightful sharings with all of us, and thanks to each of you also. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you.
ना खा जो